Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Listen, right now, more than ever, we all just want to feel good. The idea of self-care means many things to different people, but no one can deny what feels best. Self-pleasure. Fix is an adult toy online store stocked with the most innovative and enjoyable adult toys. Whether for solo play or for mutual enjoyment, Fix has a variety of items to meet all needs. From vibrators to wands, G-spot massagers, and clitoral stimulators, there are tons of items to explore. Self-pleasure and intimacy is different for all people, which is why Fix does their best to have a match for everyone. We looked just yesterday and see quite a few items that we plan on purchasing soon. What makes Fix products great? They find people of all walks of life and sexual health experts to do extensive testing and reviews. If it's not a winner, they toss it. If their people love it, it's a definite go. Fix sources products that are sexy, sleek, but most importantly, safe for our bodies. Products are shipped quickly and in nondescript packaging. Visit www.letsfix.com. Use code GHOST to receive 10% off of your first order. Again, it's www.letsphix.com. Tune in, drop out, turn on. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
No, we're talking about hitting the wall at 200 miles an hour.
It's time to turn on!
You are looking at the Titanic of ABC's primetime history. This is the never-aired second episode of Turn On.
She said it was wonderful, and she thanked me for the big one.
The network canceled the show after the first episode. But according to the show's creator, the head of one affiliate couldn't wait that long.
He went on the air during the first telecast of Turn On himself and said, "The remainder of this program will not be seen this evening." Forever.
I was looking into short-lived television shows and what is truly the shortest-lived television show. And there's some TV shows that don't even air the first episode. That's just the way that it is. There's a lot of shows.
Go.
And it's very interesting if you want to just see what shows like had one episode and then it was.
I love it.
Curtains for them. But there was one show that only made it. Technically on a certain network 11 minutes in where it was cut. They were like, "No, we're not even gonna finish the episode. We're not gonna come back from commercial break."
Wow.
And that show is a show called Turn On from February 1969. And it was a sketch show on the heels of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously very rife with counterculture, mm-hmm. Empowerment.
Yeah, groovy, cheeky.
Anti-establishment.
Uh-huh.
And Laugh-In was very successful.
Yeah.
It was on from 68 to 73, but the creators, Ed Friendly and George Schlatter,
mm-hmm.
could do no wrong to people. They were like, "What else you got? We'll put it out there." So they did another show, another mm-hmm. sketch show called Turn On. And I guess the device for this or the gimmick, it was based around supercomputers.
I love this show. I cannot. Everything you said has excited me.
Well, I know how much of a conservative you are, so you're probably not going to like it because the kind of conservative public was not ready for this. Which is, I mean, a little bit understandable when we're talking about it. I mean, there's, I'm sure there's some people that, you know, it's, you can look back and be like, I would have loved it, but you don't know what you would have been puritanical about or not.
I mean, I was cool. I would have loved it. But I also think Laffin, too, if I remember correctly, was pretty conservative. Like, Laffin was pretty, like, lame.
Yeah, right? I mean, they didn't push it the way, but it was kind of, it was kind of groovy.
Okay.
But it wasn't enough to have advertisers pull out or stations to be like, we're not even going to come back from this break and continue this show.
Can you imagine that ever happening now? A show, they would at least finish it out. Like, the amount of money that goes into a show too, like working in TV, you're like, wait, there's so much money involved in this. Like, you can't even finish the episode.
Yeah, I'm sure the programming, a lot of it is probably well vetted, at least where they've seen the episode and everyone's kind of agreed on it. And then maybe after the fact, they're like, you know what? This got terrible reviews or we got a lot of terrible feedback. Let's not continue.
Sure.
But I'll get to this one certain station. They were just like, must have just assumed that it was going to be great. And they're like, we're not even going to come back from commercial break.
Wow. I also can't imagine watching a show and that happening while you are watching a show that's airing for the first time and then you're not watching it. What do they put on?
I don't. That's Green Acres? I don't know bonkers. What. Yeah. I can't even think of what
they're
was
like,
on then.
Cheers? No.
Cheers? Do you know what? Year 1969?
No, yeah, this is pre-Cheers. This is pre-Cheers.
For but you, TV is just pre-Cheers and post-Cheers.
Of course it is. PC and AC.
Yeah, it's
that's it. But I was going to make a joke when you were first being like, this show, it never even aired. It did not work out. It was called Cheers.
Yeah, you've never heard of
but
it.
But I did make the joke. Instead, I made a worse joke later, so don't worry about it. Anyway.
I'll keep it in there.
Thank you.
So this kind of like IBM supercomputer would generate sketches. It'd be like...
This is a Twilight Zone episode too. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. You punch something in and it's like, here is a sketch involving the KKK.
No, bad. Bad computer.
Oh, the computer was always bad computer. There was no good computer. It was
Someone
all bad computer.
Unplug that computer? Nobody thought about that? Well, they unplugged the show.
Also, even visually, there was no sets. It was just behind a white psych. Is that what it's called?
Hell yeah.
White psych. So it was just almost like black box theater, but white. So perfect. There's no sets. It's almost like watching a sketch show at a theater now or like an improv show.
Yeah.
But people on TV, they're like, this doesn't work for us because we're not there.
Yeah.
There's no live audience. There's no laugh track.
That's awful. That's also just watching a blindingly white background is so unpleasant. Despite the content.
Also, there were about 30 sketches in 30 minutes. So it was like rapid fire. You didn't even get a chance to digest anything.
This is true avant-garde.
Yes.
Avant-garde. That's my Wisconsin roots. This is revolutionary theater.
People didn't like the sex.
Mm-mm.
Drugs.
What?
Birth control. It was a very... birth control heavy, you know, pro.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, there's the very kind of revolutionary, you know, women's rights and which got solved right after this episode. They figured it all out.
That's right.
It was equality all the way from then on. Post Cheers and post here.
In a post Cheers world, we figured out gender.
This will make you upset. It was a lot of anti-Nixon content. That was,
what?
I know. Is,
Nixon?
Yeah, they went after
President
Nixon.
President Nixon?
They went after your precious President
My
Nixon.
President?
Yeah, Tricky Dick got.
Oh, wow.
According to Vulture, in the most memorable bit, an anthropomorphized Star of David with an oversized schnoz says to a Christian monk, we'll forget about Auschwitz if you reduce the charges to manslaughter. So there's
Oh my God, not even my dad would like that. Like, that's like, who is that for? Who is, what? That's nuts.
Kind of negotiating the Holocaust.
Yeah, with like these horrific caricatures. Perfect. That computer.
And separately, there was one thing where they cut, because there's no audience, but they cut to the audience.
Oh,
and
God.
It's just a bunch of Klan members.
Oh my God. This is like...
It's strong counterculture, like strong.
But it's like, what biting. Is the joke? To, you know, like, that's the thing.
It's I had trouble finding the episode at all. Yeah. And I found clips of, there was a second episode that they thought they were going to air. Did not happen. And I'm still, as we speak, I'm on the search. I've hit some people up. And if I get one, at this point, I don't know if it'll be here, but it'll be included on here. Mm-hmm. I'll retrofit it onto this episode because I'm looking for it. And Tim Conway, Carol Burnett, you know, amazing comedic actor. He was the guest host, so he was like the central. Yeah, so it was. He kind of took a big hit for that. Not that it was his show, but he just happened to be the guest of a show that theoretically should have been. People just want more.
Yeah.
If you're like, Ghost Town's going really well. Mm-hmm. What about Strange Year, the podcast, where some of the episodes just kind of cross over?
Yeah.
Weird. And people are like, no, we're not interested. And I keep putting out Strange Year. So it's like that. But I don't stop.
I listen to Strange Year more than I listen to Ghost Town.
Yeah. Well, I know you don't listen to Ghost Town. There's times where I was like, I just want to put things in there just to see if you've heard it.
I won't.
I know you won't.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
Yeah. Wow. I edit it. So I've learned to love it.
Oh.
It kind of becomes musical when I edit it.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're from the Midwest.
How do you know that?
Because I know that Cleveland was not down.
Cleveland, Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio. WEWS. Did not return to the show after the commercial break. They were like, no, thank you.
Cleveland drew a line in the sand.
They were like, no. And this is very shocking and it's kind of hard hitting. I mean, they should have known what they were getting themselves into. I don't know. You know, TV programming, they probably assumed. And also just things are changing. Like 1969 and 19, you know, then you go into 1970. Like, I was like, listen, strap in. You know, even a show like MASH was very biting, Love American Style. Like, these are a little before my time, but I mean, I was only in my mid-20s at this time.
Yeah, so you were worried about that.
I wasn't worried. I was just smoking my cigarette at breakfast and went to the doctor just and smoking cigarettes
dead
there.
Dead-end marriage, yeah.
It was great. But
smoking in your plane.
WEWS sent a telegram to ABC, and they said, quote, "If your naughty little boys have to write dirty words on the walls, please don't use our walls. Turn on is turned off as far as WEWS is concerned."
Whoa, they just turned that title right on its head.
Naughty little boys, because guess what? We know women don't write. There's no women writers.
No, there were no women probably anywhere close to this show.
Really a safe assumption.
Unless she was the butt of a joke, then she's in.
I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to find any birth control, KKK, Auschwitz, sex-based content at patreon.com/ghosttownpod. It has been blessed. Every episode blessed by a priest.
Loved. Cleveland loves our Patreon.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
They're like, more Patreon. Why is it on Patreon? Why can't it just be in the world?
Yeah.
Do I have to give $2? I mean, I'll do it because I love those bonus episodes. But I would pay more. Do you guys want more money? The answer, of course. Of course we do. But we'll take $2.
Yeah. So we'll be doing, I guess we'll be doing Ghost Town from Cleveland from now on. So
perfect. What a dream.
Thank can say,
God.
You can say, how do you say it? Avant-garde?
Avant-garde.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.